I rejoice to notice that in all my talks with representatives of governments and of the press and other communications media, I haven't met anybody who takes seriously anything except the certain knowledge that this was a brutal and unprovoked attack in great mass by Egypt and Syria across the ceasefire lines on the 6th of October. That then is how it began. We reject two things which are sometimes invoked to explain or to excuse this massive recourse to military force. It is sometimes said, for example, that the Arab states had no other alternative. In the light of their obvious policy of changing the previous ceasefire lines, they had no alternative except recourse to war. And the second absurdity is that this is a war which has some special reference to the territories that have been in Israel's administration since 1967. Anybody who believes either of these things completely misunderstands the nature of the drama that now unfolds before us.